This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Minnesota Republican Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. She represents her state's 6th Congressional District and also gave a response to the President's State of the Union message last week at the invitation of the Tea Party. She joins me now to talk a little bit about the President's speech and what she hopes the Congress will accomplish this year. And Congresswoman, it's great to have you with us.
Greg, thank you so much. It's a privilege to be on the show with you today.
There's been a lot of talk about whether or not you stole any of Congressman Ryan's thunder, but based on what you said last night, it was obviously not your intention to do so. But as you look at what he said and what you said, how much do you think that the Republican Party is pretty much in unison here on what needs to be done, especially as it relates to the debt?
Yes, I think that's absolutely true. I think Congressman Ryan did a wonderful speech. He gave the official response to for the Republicans to President Obama's remarks. And I think really what you saw is that those who are a part of the Tea Party, the conservative energy that has fueled the Republican victories in this last election, what you're seeing is a response to President Obama that we do not want to continue with his agenda going forward. We learned the shocking news earlier today that under President Obama, we will see a $1.5 trillion deficit this year, the highest deficit in the history of the United States. And that's why, with all due respect to the president, I felt his remarks were shameless in that he was lecturing the Congress on deficits for the budget, and he himself has put forth additional spending measures that will put us even deeper in debt. We're not seeing a president who has any intention of putting us on a course of fiscal sanity, and yet he gave the Congress a stern lecture about attacking deficits. If that is true, we should have seen him proffer ideas that would allow us to have spending cuts to get our budgets back in order. But right now, we are at the tipping point. We are falling off of the cliff, so to speak, with our budget, and it will mean that the next generation, which are our children who are already even young adults, could see potentially a doubling of their income taxes in the future, which would mean a very reduced standard of living for them. That's some testimony that we have heard here on the Hill.
We're talking with Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. And Congresswoman, it sounds like you believe your party is much more prepared to step in and make very difficult choices to help put this nation back on fiscal footing than you believe the Democrats are. If, in fact, that's the case, you'll probably be painted as the party that's trying to take programs away and so forth, and they'll obviously bring out people who would be affected by those cuts. How do you plan to wage the PR game here in addition to obviously trying to figure out the best way to get the books close to working order?
Well, I think most people, whether they're Democrats, Republicans, or independents, are reasonable, fair-minded people. And when we let people know the debt that we're looking at and how the spending has fueled that debt, what that will mean for future tax rates, I think that people will listen and wake up, because we're in a situation now where Social Security is more money in checks to people than what it's taking in. The same with Medicare. Medicare is online to be flat broke by the year 2017. That's 6 years from now. So we are on a collision course with fiscal reality that says there's no money in the Treasury, and we're looking at the Social Security Trust Fund being filled with IOUs. This is not a good scenario going forward. So it's just like if you see an iceberg in front of your ship, and the iceberg is very big, you'd be foolish not to turn your ship and get things figured out. We all do that in our own lives, and the federal government just can't wish away this big spending under Barack Obama.
How much do you think you can get done with the current scenario with Republicans controlling one chamber but Democrats the other chamber and the White House?
I think we're in a very powerful position because the House of Representatives controls the spending. We control the purse, so to speak. And so if we choose not to spend that money, there's not much the Senate or the White House can do about that. So I'm urging my colleagues on the House side to be even more fiscally prudent than what some of the proposals are. We've been looking at cutting $100 billion out of the budget. Frankly, I don't believe that even begins to attack the problem. I think that we're going to have to be much more aggressive than that to stem the flow of red ink. And so I am urging my colleagues to put forth even more suggestions than that. My staff and I sat down, and these aren't easy cuts. They are sacrificial. They do hurt. But we've come up with over $430 billion worth of cuts, and I'm challenging other colleagues to do the same. Because let's remember, we're in this situation because Barack Obama plussed up federal spending by a minimum of 17%. He also went on a hiring binge of hiring an additional 10% of federal employees. We can't afford to do that. So we at least need to go back to 2008 spending levels. I would say we should go back to 2006 level of spending levels, and we should have a reduction in force of at least 10% of the federal workforce. We have to do that, because where are we going to go other than your listeners' pocketbooks to raise their taxes to meet these obligations? It's either that or the federal government fires up the printing press, and then we have runaway inflation. None of those are good scenarios, because, as you know, inflation is the cruelest tax of all.
Last question, because I know you've got to run, Congresswoman. The issue of entitlements, that's such a huge percentage of the budget. It sounds like people are ready to roll up their sleeves. We haven't heard a lot of specifics yet on exactly what type of ideas are out there. You mentioned that you and your staff are kicking a lot of things around. What on the entitlement front are you seriously considering proposing?
Well, you know, even last night, President Obama brought this issue up. And so I think that even he recognizes that that the music will stop and it will be game over. The worst thing that could happen is that a senior citizen would go to their mailbox, and in the mail, rather than getting a check, they would get an IOU. Because there are a number of people who for whom this is their only means of a livelihood. And so I think we need to put people on notice that times have changed, and that people need to plan for their futures in a different way rather than expecting that the federal government will pay for their retirement. When Social Security was first introduced, it was only meant as a supplement for widows and orphans. And now this program has morphed into a major entitlement program that simply can't be sustainable. And Franklin Delano Roosevelt said at the time that Social Security was created, if it meant a bankruptcy for the country, surely we would have to reform it. So I think that we have Franklin Delano Roosevelt's blessing as well to reform entitlements. So Republicans, Democrats, we need to get our green eye shades on, come up with our best ideas, and we need to sit down and get it done.
Congresswoman, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg.
Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann represents her state's 6th Congressional District. She's also the head of the House Tea Party Caucus. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.